Psachim chapter 5, Mishnah 6, carrying on from the last Mishnah. Shachat Yisrael v'kibol ha-kohen. Then if an Israelite slaughtered and the priest received. So what this Mishnah is teaching us, by the way, is that actually an Israelite can slaughter. It doesn't have to be a kohen that slaughters the Korban Pesach. And that's in line with other sacrifices, right? That's the one step in the process that a non-kohen could do. But from then on, from receiving the blood, walking it to the altar, sprinkling it onto the altar, that all had to be done by a kohen. So this was a procedure. It was usually the kohen slaughtered the animal, and then they received the blood, and then noisna lachavera v'chavera lachavera. They would pass the full cup to his fellow and to next to his fellow, and they would pass it along the line. Remember the last Mishnah we mentioned, there were these lines going between where they would sacrifice and the altar. So they would pass the full cup up the line. And he would pass a full cup, and then the kohen next to him would pass back an empty one that had already gone to the altar and was being passed back down the line. When the bowl of blood got near to the altar, so that kohen over there would be the one who would throw it on the altar, and he would be the last kohen on the line, would be about two or three steps away, and he would take two or three steps towards the altar to fulfill that he walked it there. There had to be like a halicha, like a walking. So he walked it two or three steps, and then uzroka zrika achas kinyan neged hayisod. He would throw it one toss against the base of the altar, on the sides of the altar. That was how you applied the blood of the korban pesach. So that's what he would do. And then obviously it doesn't say in the Mishnah, but then he would pass back the empty one, and the next one would come, and that's how they would go the blood up and down.